Welcome to the Islamic Republic of Iran, a country known in the West for its powerful mullahs, strict dress codes for women, and long-standing nuclear ambitions. But at this laboratory on the outskirts of Tehran, there's work underway that may surprise you. Scientists here have been conducting a series of controversial experiments. In 2006, they successfully cloned the country's first live animal. A sheep named Royana was born to cries of Allah and Muhammad. She was big news in Iran, attracting the attention of the country's leaders, including President Ahmadinejad. Since then, scientists have turned their attention from cloning animals to exploring a field with more promising medical potential, human embryonic stem cells.
Imagine that in the future I can produce many of these cells and send these cells to the cancer tumors and inject once a week. These cells go inside like soldiers, find the cancer cells and kill them.
Dr. Reza Samani is a scientist at the Royan Institute, Iran's premier stem cell research center.
Put my coat here and let's go. This is so important that we consider the future of the medicine cell therapy instead of drug therapy. This is minus 70 degrees freezer. We put the cell inside for freezing. Here in Iran, we have no problem to use the surplus embryos to produce cell lines and to work on embryonic stem cells.
Stem cell research is still in its infancy around the world. In the U.S., it's become a controversial issue centered on the question of when human life begins. Embryonic stem cells are derived from fertilized human eggs. The embryos are destroyed in the process of isolating the stem cells, an outcome that some people view as unethical. In Iran, stem cell research wouldn't be possible without the support of its religious leaders. According to the Royan Institute, it all began in 2002 when they asked for a fatwa, or religious opinion, from Iran's supreme leader, the Ayatollah Khomeini.
He gave us a letter and said, go after this good research and bring this wealth for our nation and be careful making a spare part of the human, not to be making a human.
But we wanted to know more about how Islamic clerics view stem cell research. So we traveled to the ancient city of Qom, the country's center of Islamic learning. Iran's most powerful mullahs are schooled here, including its revolutionary founder, Ayatollah Khomeini. We were the first Americans to ever visit the Center for Islamic Science and Culture. Ayatollah Ahmed Mobileg is one of the few influential clerics interpreting how stem cell research fits into Shiite Islamic law.
دنبال علم باشید ولو تا چین هم که رفتید هم بعد راه بود هم یک بخشی از علم اونجا تمدن چینی اون موقع مستقر بود یعنی برید یاد بگیرید.
Mobileg told us he had grappled with the ethics of using human embryonic stem cells.
جنین در یک شرایط ویژه حالا اختلاف هست در یک مقطع خاصی روح در او دمیده میشه و دیگه یه انسان است ولو در شکم و در رحم.
But he says, in the Shiite view, killing only occurs when the embryo is viable and can achieve birth without human intervention.
ما تعبیر به قتل نمی کنیم نسبت به این رویانی که هنوز تمایز نیافته است و در مرحله نخستین قرار داره و هیچ چیزی نیست جز اینکه میتونه بشود. خب الان انسان‌های بالفعل موجود در اختیار با بیماری‌های سختی دارن دست و پنجه نرم می‌کنن ما ما نمیخوایم استفاده بکنیم، اینم یک مشکل انسانی است.
Back at the Royan Institute, scientists take a break at noon for prayer. The Institute's reputation for cutting-edge research has attracted some of the best minds in the country. Sharif Bordbar was ranked by the Iranian government as one of the top 10 high school students in the country.
I love my profession. It's the reason that I can work hard long hours a day. Although I'm not earning much money, you know, the motivation is so high that my major goal is improvement.
I was particularly impressed by Sharif. He was, first of all, a student who was very bright and open to any scientific idea and had his own scientific ideas. So,
Dr. Rudolf Janisch is a top stem cell researcher at MIT. He visited Iran's Royan Institute last year.
I was surprised to learn the religious leaders of the country were indeed very supportive of human embryonic stem cell research, and they had established, I think, a very well-equipped institute in Tehran.
Frustrating? Yeah, I pressed it, but it doesn't work.
Dr. Janisch invited Sharif to study at MIT.
I don't know why. My friends had this problem too.
But the process of getting a visa has proved daunting.
Maybe, for example, one of my friends called yesterday and they said you will be cleared after 2 weeks. She's waiting now. But, no. The most frequent answer is, it doesn't work. The most frequent answer is, your case is under process. The security level of entering the U.S. has been increased so much. They think that they may come back to their country, they may take the U.S. knowledge to their country and then use it in a bad way.
Sharif and his friends Samira and Ramin all want to study in the U.S. They already seem steeped in American culture.
I look like the character Russ, I think. I said my friend. Yeah. My friends say that you look like Russ a lot.
Is life here, life in Tehran at all, like life on Friends?
Not at all.
Sharif, like many of his peers, is eager to take advantage of opportunities outside of Iran.
U.S. is the leader of stem cell research in the world, and, you know, if you want to progress, you should have collaboration with the leaders.
At Royan, an exodus of its best and brightest is the least of its problems.
We need so many materials, so many equipments, and for many of them there is no way to obtain because they are American and America won't give us anything, even if the material has no use other than curing people.
American sanctions were originally placed on Iran in the wake of a 1979 Iranian revolution, when 52 Americans were held hostage for more than a year. More recently, sanctions have been tightened to discourage Iran from developing nuclear weapons.
These instruments cannot be imported into Iran because they have certain components which the U.S. government thinks are sensitive. For reasons I don't quite understand, I must say.
Dr. Janisch showed us some of the equipment that Iran is hoping to acquire.
Research. Is there any application of this cell sorter that could be turned into a nuclear weapon? Is there anything dangerous about this?
No, not that I can see it. It's really a scientific instrument which is important for the analysis of stem cells and of other cells.
The U.S. Treasury, responsible for managing the sanctions, claims that it doesn't prevent American companies from selling medical equipment to Iran, as long as the equipment cannot also be used for nuclear development. Despite the embargo, Iran recently completed its most ambitious experiment yet. Scientists severed the spinal cord of this rat, causing paralysis in the lower body. They claim they were able to regrow the rat's spinal cord by injecting it with human embryonic stem cells.
After 6 days, the first movement of the leg happened. And after 28 days, the movement was full. The rat could walk, could stand, could do anything.
The results with the rats have not been widely duplicated. Iran is one of only 5 countries to have successfully completed the experiment. The breakthrough was welcome news to one important group of people. Majid Qatari was just a teenager in the 1980s when he was paralyzed fighting in the Iran-Iraq war.
قسمت از ناحیه روده ها و کلیه و شکم آسیب رسوند، بعد اومد خورد به ستون فقرات و نخام که الانم جانباز و یا مجروح زای نخایی است.
A few years ago, he heard about the research at Royan and volunteered himself as a test subject.
چون امید دارم انشالله و اگرم این کار بشه قطعا ما هم میریم دنبالش، از سلامتی بدمون نمیاد و پیش قدم هم میشیم قطعا، اما اینکه الان یه درمانی هست نتیجه قطعی داده باشه نه، هنوز اینطوری نیست، اما قطعا دارن یه کارایی انجام میدن.
During the war with Iraq we have so many people that are spinal cord injured. They call me every day. I'm ready to do anything. Please test your work on me.
Although Royan is years away from human trials, people like Majid are still hopeful.
When they say that, after seeing your results, now I'm hopeful for the future. It is something that I'm coming to work every day for that.
There's much more to explore on our website. Discuss the world and tell us what you think of our stories from a small planet at pbs.org/frontlineworld.